I went through a fire season.
Let me explain.
I lived this out. The whole faith, fire, favor. I've lived it out in the past 12 months since I was here last. Something happened to us last year in our church in California. By the grace of God, only by the grace of God, 1 Corinthians 15:10, we experienced in our church some pretty phenomenal God-ordained growth. Came from him. He's the Lord of the harvest. He released it. The Holy Spirit adds on daily to the church book of Acts. So our church grew coming out of COVID. And it grew to such a degree that we received a notice from the county in Sacramento telling us we had too many people attending our services and that we have to make modifications. And they went in there and they went in there repeatedly and warned us and said, y'all have too many people. And we already have multiple services. How many more can we possibly have? And how much caffeine can I possibly drink in order to preach more? So it's like, oh, dude, this is pretty. So we needed a place. All of a sudden, I get a call. Now, notice, we get this. The church blows up. God's bringing people. And then we get a call. This is the call I got. Pastor Sam, I'm going to be ethically nuanced here to protect just names, but a major ministry in Northern California called me up and said, Pastor Sam, listen, we have this opportunity for you. Here it is. Our church ministry in Northern California on 40-plus acres of and worth somewhere in the neighborhood between $75, $80 million. We have three auditoriums, 3,000, one that fits 1,018, and the other one that fits about 300. And we have a school and all that. Our church did not survive COVID. We would like to see if you would be interested in merging, coming together, or taking over the ministry. Would this interest you? Of course. What did I say? Yes! Of course it would. So we began initial conversations. We had preliminary conversations, more than five conversations regarding the initial planning, what it looks like, you know, the deliberative, you know, initial due diligence. And then it happened. Then I got the call. Pastor Sam, after all these conversations, we've decided, let's make it happen. We would like you to come in with your board members to our church, to our boardroom, and we want to begin. Let's sign an MOU and begin to execute accordingly a path of this merger, for lack of a better phrase. So that was it. We're going to meet with our boards and we're going to make it happen. So I met with my team. There was never a layout of the questions. They never like prepared me for what questions they would ask. This is the interview process. So I met with my team. I gathered my board across the street from the church in a coffee establishment whose name I will not mention is the one with Jezebel on the cup. So we gathered in that coffee establishment and I had my almond milk latte. And everybody around, and then we talked about what questions. They go, I have no idea. They don't really want to disclose the questions. Properly fiduciary governance, integration of systems, marketing, possible attrition regarding current employment on their side, risk management, of course, liability, loss, all that. We went through that, and I even went, maybe will we have a Spanish service, a Slavic service, et cetera, et cetera. They may even ask me, Pastor Sam, why do you preach and speak so fast? Questions that are totally appropriate, right? So we did. I put on my jacket. Y'all ready? Let's do this. So we walked across the street. Actually, we drove across the street, and we went into the parking lot, got off, sat down, and they were waiting. And then it's a formal meeting. There's the board. There's the pastor. I come in. They sit me here, and here's my board. And I take a seat. Ready. They look at me. The guy across the table looks at me and says, Pastor Sam, thank you for coming with your board. We want to begin. We want to ask you the first question. So I'm ready. My mind is wired. I'm going, all right, know your stuff. If there's current information systems, the only thing is okay. I go, yes. The guy looks at me and says, yes. He says, Pastor Sam, we want you to know that our church, we lean left. We want to know, where do you lean? Now you need to put this in perspective. This is my face. Cameraman, give me a tight shot. There are witnesses here, so I'm not making any of this up. This is my face. We lean left. Where do you lean? Because I'd never expect, like, what? What? So, first of all, I know that I preach and I have a calling for preaching, and we do movies, we produce movies, and all that. But I'm a comedian. So the first thing that went to my mind, I'm not making this up, is, hey, Sam, you have enough comedy here for the next 3 to 5 years. You have an act here, buddy. Just blow it up. And I'm going, and then the second thing that hit me is, there was a sign and a wonder that took place right there. I'm gonna tell you what it is. Nothing came out of my mouth. Nothing. So help me, nothing. So I'm, nothing's coming out. Pastor Sam, where do you lean left? Where do you lean? I'm going. And the reason why nothing came out is because I'm having a fight with the Holy Spirit. I am. The Holy Spirit's telling me, all right, Sammy, say it. Answer. And I didn't want to. Because if I would answer what the Holy Spirit wanted me to say, we would lose that building, which we did. And I'm going, no, I don't. I want to give the politically correct answer so bad. I don't even know what he means by this. But let me just answer. So I finally I put up my head like this, and my team is looking at me like, say, Pastor, say something, like Pastor. So I finally look up and I go, thank you for your question. Thank you. We have great due deference at our church. We don't lean. We stand. Hey, Planet Shakers, we don't need Christians that lean left or right. We need a church that comes in agreement and stands. We need a church that'll stand. Are there any standing believers in Melbourne, Australia? We stand on the Word of God. Lift up your hands. We stand on the promises of God. We stand on the finished work of Christ. Everything the Bible calls holy, we call holy. Everything the Bible calls sin, we call sin. I'm going to be honest, I may not get invited again, but I'm tired of churches that lean one way or another. We don't need people to lean. We need a church that's... Somebody shout, I stand! I stand! Done.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week, this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
Stand up in your relationships. I'm going to prophesy. We are about to see a world full of Planet Shakers who will never lead, but they will stand even in the midst of the fire. Put on the full armor of God. When the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, stand. Ephesians 6:13. If you're not leaning and you're standing, even in the midst of the fire, raise one hand. If you're committed to standing in God's promises, in the finished work of Christ, in the truth of the gospel, lift up both hands. Stand. The enemy wants you to lean. The enemy wants you to bow. God calls you to stand. Stand, stand. 1 John 4:4, you belong to God. You dear children, have won the victory, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is inside of you than all the devils and demons outside of you. Greater is the anointing that lives inside of you than all adversity in front of you. Greater is the word that lives in you than the world attempting to corrupt you. All right, stand with me. You are standing. John 14, 12 promises that if we stand in his name, whatsoever you ask in my name, that it shall do for the Father to be glorified in the Son, even greater things. Stand. All right? Come here, Jesus. Faith becomes favor. Faith becomes favor when we refuse to bow to the lies of the enemy. Faith becomes favor when we declare God is able. Faith becomes favor when we have audacious faith to stand and come in agreement with others around us for the same prophetically outlined outcome. And faith becomes favor when the fourth man shows up in the fire. Watch this. I'm going to show you something. Fourth man shows up. I want you all to do this. The Bible says they were walking around in it, so we're just living out the word. All I want you to do is go around the fourth man. Go ahead. Just go around. Go around, go around. Anybody here suffering from vertigo? Let me know. Because this really happened. So here's the final point as you're already standing. Here it is. I'm ready for this. Nebuchadnezzar comes up. After he put them in there and all that, he comes back sometime later.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Déjame contar de nuevo, por favor. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Here's the stuff that you may never have heard of, never have seen. The Bible says, how about this? The Bible never says that this guy, or that guy ever saw the fourth man in the fire. No, you want to take out your Bible and read it? Show me where it says Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were fully cognizant of the fact that the fourth man. As a matter of fact, they were talking to him. They were having afternoon tea. They acknowledged it. No, the Bible never says the Hebrew boy ever saw him. Keep on walking. I'm going to tell you who saw him. Nebuchadnezzar saw the fourth man. Are you ready for this? Get over yourself. It doesn't matter if you see the fourth man in the fire. What matters is hell sees the fourth man. And whatever you're going through, I guarantee you, the devil sees that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
It doesn't matter if you see, I don't see God.
The devil sees God. I promise you, the devil's legions, principalities, and powers of darkness see the blood of Jesus covering you. They see the angels covering you. I feel the Lord put a smile on your face and a shout on your lip. The fourth man is in your fire. The fourth man is in your fire. I said the fourth man. Merry-go-round, stop prayer for a second.
They never acknowledged seeing him. They were set free not based on what they saw. Wow. What did they do in the fire? They stood.
Yes.
Never bowed, never acquiesced. They just stood.
The Bible says they were standing, they were walking around,
Nebuchadnezzar sees. And then Nebuchadnezzar says, I feel the Lord. Call him out. He says, step out. So you three, I want you to step out. The moment they stepped out, read it. Nebuchadnezzar looked at them and says, mea culpa. From now on, you're God. You guys don't have to bow again, and you're God. Everyone's great. And whoever speaks against your God, they end up their barbecue. And so he flips it, right? And then he says, but now the Bible says they were promoted to even higher places. That's called favor. I'm gonna count to three. If your faith has been through the fire in the past 3 years, 4 year, 5 year, and you're ready to step into God's favor, run out of your seat and join me. 1, 2, 3. Come into step into favor. Go. Step into favor. Step into favor. Go. Lift up your hands. Sometimes God will save you from the fire. Sometimes God will save you in the fire. And sometimes God will save you with the fire. The moment the fourth man shows up, it becomes holy fire. It becomes holy fire. The moment the fourth man showed up, ownership changed and the outcome became inevitable. Romans 8:28, we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. 2 Thessalonians 3:3, God is faithful to protect you from all harm and all evil. 1 John 5:18, God's children do not make it a habit of sinning. He protects their children. Therefore, nothing will ever harm them. With both hands raised, your faith, my faith, sometimes in life, we have to go through that fire. But when faith comes out of the fire, it's no longer just faith. It is favor. It is favor when we refuse to bow to the lies of the enemy. And I don't mean just the external lies from culture and society. I mean primarily the lies we tell ourselves. It's our unbelief. It's our unforgiveness. It's lies about us, shame, condemnation. There's no reason, no way God's going to use us in spite of the lies we tell ourselves. The number one Judas that we will ever experience will not be an external threat or someone in our team or family. The number one Judas are the thoughts that betray us. Gotta overcome that. Faith becomes favor when we stand and come in agreement of others for the same holy outcome. Faith becomes favor when the fourth man shows up. Even when we don't acknowledge him there, when we don't see him in the minutiae, in the details of what's happening in life, we know he's there. And be assured of the fact that every vestige of darkness is fully cognizant of the fact that the creator of the universe is with you in the midst of what you're going through. So let's pray with your hands raised. Repeat after me, Heavenly Father, I receive this word. Say it like you believe it. I receive this word. I have faith. Faith in Christ. And through the Holy Spirit, the faith of Christ. I am a person of faith. I acknowledge that sometimes that faith has to go to the fire. I have been to the fire. Accordingly, based on this word, this impartation,
I declare
this will be the year of God's favor like never before. Somebody prays like the devil's been defeated. Somebody shout like nothing can stand in your way. Somebody prophesy.
If you receive this word in its entirety, go like this. Hebrew boys, ready? Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do me a favor. Step out like this. Go ahead, just about. They stepped out. They received their promotion in the presence of Nebuchadnezzar. Get ready for God to bless you in the presence of those that broke you.
Say that one more time. Get ready for God to bless you in the presence of those that broke you.
Get ready for God to use you in the presence of those that refused you. Get ready for God to lift you up in the presence of those that brought you down. Get ready for God to promote you in the presence of those that persecuted you. Get ready for God to crown you in the presence of the people that canceled you. And get ready for God to shine on you in the presence of those that shunned you.
God will do it. Do not ever live to prove your haters wrong. Do not ever live to prove your family wrong. You are the proof. Your testimony is proof that the devil is a liar. What Jesus did for you is greater than what hell did to you, what life did to you, and what you did to yourself. Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. His stripes, we are healed. That's it. So we're going to do it here. The favor of God will descend upon God's children in such a way. Those whose faith has gone through that fire. You're about to see that favor open doors. You're going to see doors open up in your favor. That's not like prophetic spaghetti on the wall, wishful thinking. Because you're coming out of the... So we're going to do it. And I'm just going to ask you just to maybe take a step back real quick if you can. I'm going to ask you to step out. You're going to step out of that fire, that mental, emotional, relational fire. You're going to step out of that season, and you're going to step into favor. Now, if you think that's cute, Pastor Stan, that's really optimistic, that's Pollyannish, that's good, like positive affirmation. Go get them, Tiger. It sounds pretty good. I lived it out. I lost that opportunity. I'm going to tell you what happened. Look at God, how God takes care of his children. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be very honest. My wife and I were in a pit. We were in a pit. I mean, first time in all my years of pastoring that I thought about, maybe, little question mark came up, right? And all of a sudden, and God says, yeah, watch. I'm going to show you some stuff. And all of a sudden, I was doing a film, and that film was tanked during COVID, and it was put aside. It was tabled. I produced a film that was tabled because COVID messed things up, making everything up. So that film was going to go nowhere. And all of a sudden, I get, right after this, what a coincidence, right? Right after this, I get a call. Pastor Sam, sit down. All right, I'm already like in a pit. Sit down, Pastor Sam. I go, hey, man, I can't take any more bad news. Sit down, Pastor Sam. What is it? Pastor Sam, sit down. It's not bad news. What is it? Remember your film that was like, shelved? Yeah. Well, guess what? A certain company just picked it up. And I go, that sounds good. And he go, no, wait till you hear the company. I go, what do you mean? The company that picked it up is not your normal cup of tea. But this is a faith film, a family film. Like, who picked it up? And it went, hey, Pastor Sam, here it is. Disney picked up your film, and it's going to take your film and put it on platforms all over the world. And that film came out. It's called Flaming Hot. It was the first film to come out on two platforms, Disney and Hulu. It was the number one streaming film of that season about a man who came to Jesus and then changed the industry of marketing. I'm going to tell you, when you come out of the fire, favor is waiting for you on the other side.
Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Your family mess is about to become God's miracle. Your health mess is about to become God's miracle. Your financial mess is about to become God's miracle. Your generational mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mental, emotional mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Can you come in agreement with me that America's mess is about to become God's miracle? I wrote a book called Your Mess, God's Miracle, from the narrative embedded in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 9. It's when Jesus healed the blind man, and he did so in a very unorthodox manner. What did he do? He took his spittle, he spit on the ground, he made mud out of it, and he placed it on a blind man's eyes. Did you hear that? What an unorthodox process. This book will empower you with the following truth. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. I will repeat that. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. Out of all the books I've written, this is my 11th book. This is the number one message thus far in all of my ministerial and writing trajectory. It's so anointed, it's so filled with God's power and spirit, it will bless your life. I promise you, you read it and you will see by faith through Christ, your mess becoming God's miracle. So go right now. This book comes out April 6th, but there's a sense of urgency in the next few days for you to pick up a copy. So go on Amazon.com, pre-order. Your book will arrive the week of April 6th, but it behooves you, it compels you to get your copy today. And watch this. If you DM me a screenshot of the purchase of the book, my team has been instructed to randomly pick from the DMs individuals who have pre-ordered this book to send them copies of my previous books. You may be receiving 2 copies, 1 copy, 3 copies of books I've already written. Many of them became bestsellers for the glory of God. It will bless your life. So pre-order right now, Amazon.com. Go ahead, let's do this. Your mess, God's miracle.